Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Jansky. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Jansky. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Palmer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Belunger moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. McGraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bradford for the out. One out. Ed Hairmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairmon hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hendricks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bellinger. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Bellinger steals second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Jainsky drops the ball. Bellinger moves to third. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left field. Here's the throw into the infield and Hermann commits an error. Powell is thrown out. Bellinger scores. Robinson scores. Blair moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. 2 outs. It's 5-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blair scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Orioles. Jerry Kreider now pitching. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendricks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hopkins moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmer hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 1 in the game. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kreider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreider hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hendricks for a passed ball. May moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hendricks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Orioles. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Hopkins moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Melton. Sid O'Brien now playing third base. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendricks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0-for-2 in the game. Knupp hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Matthias pinch hits for Jerry Kreider. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. John Matthias now playing right field. Don Sechrist now pitching. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Palmer strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball towards right. Matthias catches it. Buford tags up. Here's the throw to Morales, who relays to O'Brien, who tags Buford for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hendricks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Blair strikes out. 1 out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-3 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.